Helter Skelter 93 points sur Aligre FM au 01 40 24 29 29 pour de plus en plus d'enseignements sur la programmation. Aujourd'hui une émission assez spéciale où ça va être un peu le bordel, il y aura pas mal d'invités. On devrait avoir Anthony Cheikh Chakir dans le studio d'ici peu, ainsi que Miracles Club aussi. On sait pas à quelle heure exactement, mais donc on a commencé avec une récente sortie Rush Hour, Policy, le morceau Special Party. Et on va continuer comme d'habitude l'émission avec un peu de nouveautés ou de disques récents. À tout à l'heure.
Thank you.
Helter Skelter 93 points sur Aligre FM au 01 40 24 29 29 pour de plus amples renseignements sur la programmation. Alors on a fait une séquence assez longue mais moins que d'habitude. On a commencé avec Caribou, un remix de son morceau Balls par Gavin Rossum qui est sorti il y a un certain temps mais qui n'était pas sorti en vinyle jusqu'à présent. C'est j'en souhaite puisqu'on passe essentiellement du vinyle ici. C'est enchaîné avec Sion Alice Group, le morceau Vanishing sur leur dernier album. Un bon groupe de rock indé assez... assez shoegaze, post-shoegaze, très bien. C'était mixé avec Douglas Ron Lawrence, un musicien contemporain australien, un disque qui est sorti en 72, Music for Organ, Brass and Electronic Tape, morceau paraphrase. C'était enchaîné avec une autre nouveauté, Rush Hour, Benjamin, son album Plastic World, on a écouté Ocean Spray, avant d'écouter Axel Friberg, Viking Line. Qui sort sur Stockholm's Drifters, Stockholm's Drifters dont on a le boss ici. Bonsoir Sam. Hey, hello Sam. Oh, sorry. There you go.
Here I am. Hello. Yeah.
So, welcome to Aligre FM. We have you here for because you're playing tomorrow at the show, but we took advantage of that to have you talk a little bit about your label.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Yeah, on t'a dans les studios ce soir parce qu'on en profite puisque tu joues demain à la machine dans une grosse fête où il y aura notamment Actress, Anthony Shek Shakir qui devrait arriver sous peu s'il arrive pas trop tard on espère, et ainsi que The Miracles Club et Julio Bashmore. Donc on en profitait pour que tu sois là, pour que tu parles un peu du label. So the label and where it's from and everything.
Oh yeah, well my name is Sam Odije, I'm from Sweden, Stockholm, Suedois. And the label is called Drifter Stockholm, and the release that we heard, Axel Friberg Viking Line, is the first release, is the B-side, and the A-side is vocal track with my friend Axel, who made the music, and a girl called Kiki singing on it. It's cool.
Especially singing on the other side, though.
Yeah, on A-side. Mm. It's called To Be There With You.
Voilà, donc c'est la première sortie vinyle, enfin pas tout à fait la... It's not the first vinyl release of the label, right? Not the first real, or maybe the first real under Stockholm Drifters, but it's not the first release you're...
No, previously I ran, me and my friend, we did a couple of labels, one called High Feelings Records, and one called Body to Body, and one called Peekaboo Music. And I think we released something like maybe between 20 and 30 releases, mostly singles, but at least two albums as well. But that was a couple of years ago.
A lifetime ago. Voilà, donc il y a eu pas mal, entre une vingtaine, trentaine de sorties sur ces différents labels depuis un bon bout de temps. En fait, Samo DJ, c'est un des activistes de la scène de Stockholm qui organise pas mal de fêtes, qui a fait venir pas mal de monde là-bas, mais qui surtout promeut la musique locale. Et donc, ça, c'est ce qu'on a écouté, c'est la face B de ce single avec une chanteuse, surtout sur la face A. C'est la version dub électro, on va dire, assez différente quand même de l'original, mais l'original est très bien aussi. On aura l'occasion de l'écouter. So, what's this is the latest release. Apparently, that is going pretty well. You've been licensing it, and
yeah, it's nothing is sure yet, but I've had some people. I only pressed it in like 300 copies, and they've been selling really quick. And people want to have a more, like, even more official release or like international release. I've mainly been selling it locally in Stockholm, so.
And a lot of you here, actually, and some in London and Fufonica.
Oh yeah.
Alors oui, en fait, c'est une sortie plutôt locale, mais bon, il commence à... Vu que ça s'est très très bien vendu, y compris dans les quelques magasins étrangers comme Afonica à Londres, qu'il y a eu, bah, il devrait y avoir un planning de sortie un peu plus conséquent. Je paraphrase et je rajoute un petit peu parce qu'effectivement, on n'a pas forcément beaucoup de temps et que je suis au fait de certains détails. So one of your other projects, we can't really ethically talk about it like that here for some obvious reason that people won't understand, but you are playing tomorrow with Bernadotte, your own band at Donc La Machine.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun with a pretty awesome bill.
Yeah, I'm happy to be like the warm-up be part of the warm-up set, because there's so many great acts, great artists that are going to play it. I think it's going to be a night that I will remember.
Voilà, il y a vraiment une affiche assez splendide avec donc Anthony Shakshakir, Miracles Club, Julo Bachmore, Actress, et très content de faire de ouvrir la soirée à cette soirée. Et on va lui demander un petit mot sur ce qu'on va écouter après. So we're gonna follow our little chat with Anthony Shakshakir track, Electron Rider. Do you have anything to say about him?
He's really good, man.
Fuck you. Anything smart or intelligent now?
No, not really. I'm just gonna enjoy the track.
Alright, voilà, on va écouter Anthony Shakshakir en espérant qu'il arrive pas trop tard, qu'il arrive avant le coma électrique. Mais bon, c'est une légende et pas pour rien, parce que c'est aussi un vieux monsieur maintenant, quelque part. Mais il fera donc un live comme la plupart des groupes demain. Et on écoute Electron Rider, ça nous rajeunit pas. C'est Alter Skelter, 93.1 sur Aligre FM au 01 40 24 29 29. Vous pouvez toujours retrouver la playlist et l'émission en ligne sur helterskelterfm.wordpress.com. À tout à l'heure.
Thank you.
Helter Skelter 93.1 sur Ligre FM au 01 40 24 29 29. Vous écoutez toujours Ligre FM Helter Skelter. Et on a enfin reçu Anthony Shake Shakir. Tony Shake, hello man.
Hello. How goes it?
It's very good since you're here now. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, that's our pleasure. And even if it's not for the whole hour, it's always a pleasure.
How much time we got left?
We got something like 10 minutes. But
I'm a bit verbose, so.
Oh, good.
I'll try to.
So you're here because tomorrow. So sorry for. I'll tell to French only listeners. Désolé, les auditeurs français exclusifs. Mais vu qu'on n'a plus beaucoup de temps, on va en profiter pour parler beaucoup et en anglais, donc on en reparlera plus tard, on vous expliquera ça avec amour, voilà. So you're here because tomorrow you're playing at the Quartz Awards dance party.
Okay.
That's the reason why you're in Paris, actually.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Because I knew parts of it, I didn't understand. I figured I would find out when I got here. I just found out.
Well, it's really exciting for us to have you there, because the bill is going to be pretty amazing cast of current cutting-edge dance music. So,
okay. What do you mean current cutting dance music?
Because to me,
I look at like anybody doing dance music. Because I live in Detroit.
Yeah.
Because I live in Detroit. If you're doing dance music, you're part of the team anyway. So it's like.
When I said current, bands who have been around for less than like 5 years.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting.
you're going to be the grandpa tomorrow.
Wow. Without a family.
Well, so can you maybe tell us a little bit about what we can expect from you tomorrow?
Records, some funky stuff. I guess a cornucopia of great tunes and okay mixing.
All right, thanks. So let's talk a little bit about you now for the few listeners who have no knowledge of you. You've been, as you told us, a seminal Detroit producer. Can we say that way?
Yeah, I like to say I was here before it was here. I was here at the very beginning of it. Yeah,
you
I
were
was
there. Here, yeah,
I like to say I was there and not there at the same time.
You were an artist, a DJ, a label manager.
No.
Kind of.
I put it like this. I'll make it quick and short. When Wine was doing his thing with Metroplex, I always wanted to figure out how to make a record. All I ever wanted to do in my life was learn how to make records. I like records more than I like people. But at the same time, that's been my life. And like, I wanted to find out how to make records. And there was a guy named Eric Sims who knew Derek May. And they used to throw parties for the high school kids in the 80s. And we were at one of these parties one day. And I asked him if he knew those guys. He said, I know Derek. I said, I want to meet them guys. But I met Wine later. I met Derek May and Eddie Folks first. I met Kevin Sonnenson. I met Wine last.
All right.
And then, but I knew about Wine from his Cybertron work. And I did like that, like everybody in Detroit. I love to say about Cybertron, or better yet, Wine Atkins. Wine Atkins is the only guy in Detroit who makes music that can stand on the street corner and hear his music in somebody else's car. Because Detroit, they like techno, but they don't like techno. What you get with Detroit DJs especially, it's like whenever the festival comes around, the DEMF comes around, the press usually comes and asks about techno or whatever. And they'll always ask some of these guys, like, you like techno? And they'll be like, I like techno. But then, soon as the guy look away, but I really like house. So it's like, it's the Detroit, they tend to like house more because it's kind of closer to R&B.
Yeah.
So Detroit is an R&B town. It is Motown. And now it's a rap town, but only for Eminem. So it's like.
And so what is it for you? If you had your way,
it's a music. Well, it's a music town. You can find some of anything in Detroit, but Detroit is like musically, like they listen to whatever the radio play. So we don't have leading DJ figures like Electrifying Mojo anymore. Not all the radio personalities are product pushers. You know, it's product placement. You know, come to the party and wear your white tennis shoes or your linen shirt or whatever. It ain't about the music.
So you get nowadays you get more love outside of Detroit, or?
I love to say I play everywhere in the world but Detroit. But I play there. I've been playing. I played there a couple times this year. So, you know, but I like the fact I don't play in Detroit because that way they won't rob me.
It won't what?
They won't rob me.
Yeah.
Detroit's a hard city. So it's like, you know, it's like I like them. I'm broke. So they might leave me alone. So I can think that. You go ahead, you know.
So from the. But do you still. Are you. Is it all right to call you a techno artist, or are you way more than that nowadays?
I used to say, call me whatever you want after you pay for it, but that's a little harsh.
Yeah,
I like to say techno. I have no problem with the word techno. Mm. Some people do. I don't. But I never made a distinction between house and techno. Mm. Except house, they used to want singers. You didn't have to sing good or bad. They used to want to be disco. Where techno, we was always trying to make mechanical music with machines. We had no problem with that. Well, I didn't.
So. And isn't also like techno with all the Mad Mike guys and many people, and even the early techno that arrived in Europe, that was music that had no face at first. Like it was, and as it's you're saying it's mechanical music. It's the music of the machines.
We make machines. I put it like this. I'm like, I had a drum set. My father got me a drum set, but I didn't get a hi-hat. So and I didn't know I could buy one myself, so I didn't practice drummers. I love drummers, but I never practiced. And like so, it's like thank goodness for drum machines. I could be a drummer. So it's I lost my train of thought, but
But let's ask you that then. So what for you who have been around since the beginning of techno? Mm-hmm. If techno means something, if techno has something to say about anything, what is it today? Or what was it back then, and what would it be nowadays?
To me, it was a prefix then, it's a prefix now. And what it means now, over here, it's a whole different thing over here, because y'all listen to dance music in general. In America, it was just it was something sounding different for people that wanted something different. So I just liked it because I got into it because I liked synthesizers. I liked the way they sounded. I love Thomas Dolby music. I liked stuff that was made with that back then. That's what drew me to it. Plus, I couldn't play. Now, I figured out it was a machine that could do it. If I get the machine, I can make it too. So that was my part of my draw. But then also, I still love soul music. And I would like to think I can make a soulful machine track. I've been told I do. But, you know,
I think you could get away with that, yeah, easily.
Oh, okay, great. So I'm not lying.
So and we talked about records too.
Yes.
And so you're into records?
Yes.
Still today?
Yes. Matter of fact, I played in Hamburg yesterday, and my crate didn't get here. Got something happened after, and my crate didn't get there. But the guy there had some records. He had had most of my records. He had a lot of stuff. He had a great selection. So I was able to play. But it's like my joke used to be, I like records more than I like people. So I said after the fiasco from yesterday, I did get my records. I got them for today. I said I might get Tractor so I can have a backup, but I really don't want to get it. It's like, cause I know a couple people told me they've abandoned records. And my thing is like, I wanted to bring my brother with me so he could see Europe. Secondly, cause he's like most people in Detroit, he hates dance music. He hates it with a passion. And I can tell you why in a minute. But it's like I figure he can carry my records for me, cause like they are heavy. So it's like that'd be his job. But if he come with me anyway, all he gonna do is one, try to hook up a rap deal for himself, and try to meet some women to hang out with, to move over here with, or whatever. So, but it didn't work out that way.
So about as we all obviously all here in this studio share a deep passion for records. So, yeah. What about are you still like digging for records all the time?
Not so much, because what happens with me, like I always my friends, they parents would have records, they stopped playing them, so they would always know they would give them to me a lot of times. But sometimes I hate digging through dusty records, but I'll do it anyway. I just hate it. I used to like doing it. I don't like that. But I was never trying to find that specific record or whatever. I just sometimes will grab it because of the cover. Sometimes it's like I heard that they sampled this record. And when I was doing rap hip hop beats, my thing was like I would always want, like, it was a record that somebody used, I would want to get the album it came from, because I know I could find something else that nobody else used and try to beat somebody to it. Because it's all about who gets there first with most parts. It used to be. I don't think it's like that anymore. But I kind of let hip-hop go because I really don't like Detroit rappers. Because Detroit rappers, Detroit's not hip-hop. It's not a hip-hop town. Never has been. Detroit's produced some great hip-hop producers like Dilla.
Yeah, Jay Dilla.
Dilla was was the man, but he was doing it the old way. He kind of reinvented Tribe Called Quest sound and made it his own, and that's what made him great. But like Detroit, never was Detroit. They like rap, but they like rap more than hip hop because hip hop is a culture.
Yeah,
it's a music, but they like the money part of it.
They like the hero part.
Yeah,
epic.
Once gangster rap came in, that was Detroit all the way, because Detroit is gangster, very gangster. So.
Well, it was lovely to speak with you for a little short while.
I wish I could have got here.
Yeah. Well, story for the listeners, but I think we'll have a few minutes of conversation with you off the air.
No problem.
And we'll leave you in the capable hands of the Coma Electrique qui arrive.